And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Wonk Unit. Hot day, you know it.
You know it, the escalator traffic seems to indicate towards the hot day I am having. All those cheeky glances, young and old, as I stand there poised and sharp, returning the ice moulders. Hot day, you know it, the escalator traffic seems to indicate towards a hot day I am having. All those cheeky glances, young and old, as I stand there poised and sharp, returning the ice boulders. Legs slightly apart, groin forward. Dizzy, pretty Betty, with dreams of afternoon depravity in a London hotel room bed. Young and old, as I stand here poised and sharp, returning the ice moulders. Hot day, you know it, the escalator traffic seems to indicate towards a hot day I am having. All those cheeky glances, young and old, as I stand there poised and sharp, returning the ice moulders.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to 70 Surfers Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wonk Unit and a track from their latest album, Mr. Splashy, that came out sort of autumn last year, didn't it, I think?
Yeah, it was just before we saw them, wasn't it, last year?
Yeah. A really, really good album. And I did think the other day that we hadn't maybe played as much off it as we should have done. So I went back and had a look at it and thought, oh, you know what, we really ought to play that track. There's another couple on there that I know they did live that we just thought, well, we just thought they're absolutely brilliant.
And Bin Him, I think, is one of the big ones on that album, isn't it?
Sorry?
Bin Him is on there, isn't it? And Awful Jeans.
Yeah, Bin Him and Awful Jeans, yeah. And we haven't played, I don't think we've played Awful Jeans, have we?
I don't think so.
No, so we might play Awful Jeans in a few weeks' time as well. Anyway, Tony.
Yes.
What is Wonk Unit's website?
WonkUnit.com.
It's as easy as that. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B, and Internet Neil. And you can find out everything you need to know about Wonk Unit on there. It's a really, really good, informative website, Tony.
Mmm.
By a band that cares about their fans.
They really do.
And is entirely brilliant.
They released a new video today as well, didn't they?
They what?
They released a new video today.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. It's done a video for horses.
Oh, have they really? Because I hadn't seen the video to I Love My Nagging Wife. Have you seen that?
That's great, yeah.
It's a fantastic video. It was described to me the other night by someone who I just showed it to as being, wow, it's like a punk rock madness.
Yeah.
It's a really, really good video. Do check out Wonk Unit.
Do.
That is what we're saying here. I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
All right.
Not necessarily what I was expecting.
Oh.
Now, you may remember a few weeks back, we had an impromptu discussion about who were our oldest and youngest listeners.
Yes.
And we invited people to email us if they thought they were our oldest or youngest listener. And the likelihood was that I would get the oldest listener and you would get the youngest listener.
Or yes. Or vice versa. Yeah. I can't remember which. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. It was that way around.
Okay.
However, that's not what happened. After an email I received from The Grinch, entitled Youngest Listener! Exclamation mark. I'm just going to read this out, Tony.
All right.
Hi, Paul. Seeing as Punky is obviously inappropriate for my youngest at 2 3/4 years old, I made his older brother, 3 years, 10 months, 26 days, listen to it today. After a while, I asked him, "So, do you like the music?" To which he wholeheartedly replied, "Yes," and started rocking out in his car seat. A few minutes later, he said, "Papa?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Why is that man talking so much? I don't like him." Well, he's the moderator. Now, I've got to take... since when have I been the moderator of the show, Tony? But anyway, he said, "Well, he's the moderator. What do you think about the one who doesn't talk so much? He's okay."
That's the best review I've ever had.
It is.
Literally.
So, we're not finished yet. He goes, "So I don't know if I produced a future regular listener, but I think we managed to lower the bar regarding listener age. Have a great week. The Grinch." Well, the Grinch.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you think he's fantastic. I am really regretting this impromptu feature.
I've never heard you described as in any way moderate.
No, that's right. I am. I would say I am perhaps immoderate.
There you go, the immoderator.
Yeah, but anyway, I am the moderator.
Excellent, and I'm okay.
And you're okay, yeah, Tony, so you come out of it okay. No, yeah, I am not liked by someone under the age of 4.
Yeah.
I don't think they're alone.
Everyone's a critic.
They are, aren't they? Let's play two songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
Thank you very much, by the way, The Grinch. Two songs in a row we're playing now. We're playing two bands we've never played before. So listen out for Penis, Tony.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. But first up, a band called... Now, I actually asked my Spanish lodger, Gerardo, who featured on the show the other week, I asked him for the correct pronunciation of this. This band have come through... Now, where have they come from? Oh, I can't remember where they've come from now. Oh, blimey, Tony. I think they've come from Booty Rhythm. I might have been a fool here. They are called Las Monjitas del Fuzz, which is the Monks of Fuzz, Tony.
Ah, nice.
Right. And they describe themselves as Christian Garage, all the way from Gijon, or Gijon.
Is
it Gijon?
Gijon?
It's G-I-J-O-N. It's Gijon, isn't it?
Gijon.
I think their football team is called Sporting Gijon, which always sounds really funny when the English try and say it on Sky Sports. Sporting Gijon. Gijon. It's spelled Gijon to us.
Right.
Although saying that, because it is Las Monjitas del Fuzz, perhaps they're Gijon. Gijon. Oh, I don't know. It's another one of those, isn't it?
It's all fine, isn't it?
Anyway, we're going to play now. This is from their latest... Now, what is this? Latest EP that they brought out. What is Las Monjitas del Fuzz Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Las Monjitas del Fuzz.
Beautifully said, but no, it's facebook.com/ las-monjitas-del-fuzz-16939229608982828. And why is that, Tony?
And said default you are.
Haven't said default you are. Well, crazy Las Monjitas del Fuzz. Anyway, that makes it poorly being internet one, Tony one, and this is, and by the way, I don't know how you say 69 in Spanish, even though they do, and you can hear it on the song. This is SL69.
Talk.
Shiznits.
Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spelled P-E-A-N-E-S-S. Penis.
I like a P. I see.
Yeah, yeah. Did you think I just meant penis?
Oh, I thought you were just saying penis.
I think that's what they were going for. They were a three-piece all-girl indie band from Chester, Tony.
Ooh.
And that track was called Oh, George. What I want to know is, Tony, what is penis's Bandcamp page?
penis.bandcamp.com
penisband.bandcamp.com.
oh,
which makes it poorly be on the internet too, Tony. What, and penis is P-E-A-N-E-S-S and then band.bandcamp.com. poorly be on the internet too, Tony. One, thank you penis.
Thank you penis
indeed. I do feel the need to stress the ness and penis now. We've been having trouble with the names of bands in the last few weeks.
Something's a bit tricky.
They have, yeah. Anyway, what I would like to know right now, Tony, is do you have any Facebook comments?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
So what have you got?
So thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along facebook.com/punkyradio. Or just search Punky Radio. There's only one of us. Leave us a comment. Do like our page. Give us a cheeky follow. And all of that. So we've had a few interesting thread in response to last week's show. So Nez Corey's been in touch.
Has he really?
Yeah. And he says, nice job with the photos. Almost looks like you remembered to do it when you were there. Timo Schmidt responded saying he should have asked someone to take the photo. Well, no. Self-made man does a selfie. Nez Corey did respond saying he was a very naughty boy. Paul told him and he just forgot. But I want to hear the result of that recently tuned guitar and not see a selfie taken from some other random place. So Tony, are you going to record something? I know a good podcast you could send it to. Interesting. I thought that photo was that bad, no one would assume it was faked.
Right.
We're talking about this picture of me with Lemmy in Milton Keynes. It's not fake. But it is a bad photo.
But then you did put up a brilliant photo after that, didn't you?
Yeah, I said, after you think I faked that picture, I think if it was fake, it would look a lot better than reality. Next thing you'll tell me, this isn't a picture of me on Mars. Have you checked that out if you were on the Punky Radio page?
It is a funny picture. Didn't your mum get involved?
My mum says, well done, Tony, very witty.
Yeah, and your mum was right. It was very witty.
I am very witty.
Thanks, you are very witty. That's why you're a big hit with the under fours.
That's right. I am okay.
Yeah, I say a big hit.
Yeah.
You're a bigger hit than I am with the under fours.
It's all right, let it go. It's fine.
Yeah.
Chris Evans also been in touch, saying,
oh, brilliant.
Thanks for the shout out. That is, of course, the Chris Evans.
That's the real Chris Evans,
Thanks for the shout out on International Gig Guide, Tony. May the 1st, Duffy's Bar, Leicester. Time's now altered, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. and he's now drumming for Bomb Dogs as well. As well as Not Got My Good Arm, and that's Bomb Dogs, not Bum Dogs.
Yeah, you don't get that confused.
You do not want to get that confused. Different show, as we mentioned last week. So yeah, do check that out. It's next week, May the 1st. As mentioned last week on the gig guide. But yeah, that's it for Facebook this week.
That's a bank holiday, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's the 1st of May. It should be the bank holiday.
It is a Monday, isn't it?
It is the Monday. It should be the bank holiday, yeah.
Yes. Then if it's... yes, it is a Monday, and yes, it is. Yeah. Correct or no?
But anyway, the important thing is that concludes... Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Let's play a band we've never played before. We seem to be doing that quite well this week. This is like three in a row we've never played before. This band called Cavemouth, Tony.
Okay.
They describe themselves as Exmoor Swamp Funk. This is quite an interesting departure from what we normally play on the show, but I like it. So it's getting a spin.
Okay.
What is Cavemouth's website?
Cavemouth.co.uk.
It is indeed. It's Tony T, Paulie being on the internet too, and this is the rather interesting phone.
Slide, swipe, scroll. Slide, swipe, scroll. Slide. future, not a mean. Stare at the screen, see there's no future, not a mean. Stare at the screen, see there's no future, not a mean. Stare at the screen.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So, did you do anything last week?
I went to the races.
Did you really?
I did.
Which one?
Southall.
It is Southall, in Southwell.
In Southwell, yeah.
Yeah, it's Southall Racecourse. It's spelled the same as Southwell, but it's Southwell and Southall.
It's Southall everywhere else apart from if you're actually in Southall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, got some. It was free ticket Friday, and my sister couldn't go, so I got some free tickets. We popped along, had a little bet, lost some money.
Oh right.
I put two bets on £10 each, and we won. We got a second place on one of them, so I got £8 back.
Nice, right, not bad. Is it?
But yeah, it was all right. It was all right. Just, you know, there was a lot of tweed going on there.
I believe I noticed that. Did you write something on Facebook to that effect?
I did. Yes. It was the tweed factor is high. I think I wrote it on Facebook.
The tweed factor is high.
Yes, it was good. I don't think I've been. I went once before. It was on a stag night, but I was very drunk and we can't remember anything. But so right. it was my second official visit. The first one I can actually remember to the races.
Well, that's something.
In it, yeah. What did you go to?
I went to Oslo last week, Tom.
Did you?
Yeah, and it was a really brilliant trip. I had a really really good time, and some unusual things happened.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't want to talk about those. What I want to talk about is whilst in Oslo, and thank you to Jeremy O'Donnell for doing such a brilliant job at the gig. He was fantastic. But I stayed at my mate Darren's, and we'd gone to a bar called Sigurdsson, which is one of my favourite bars in Oslo.
Okay.
Afterwards, and then the next day he told me about the last time he'd been in there, or a while ago, when he'd been in there with his friend, and just as his friend was leaving, he said, "I'm going to chat up that girl in the corner." And his friend went better luck with that. So anyway, whatever followed on.
Hmm.
And then the girl in the corner, had all she knew about him was that he was called Darren. And he was a coach with one of Oslo's premier football teams. I won't say the name of it, but... so she typed in his name and the name of the premier football team, tracked him down... and sent him a message saying, "Hi, I had a really fantastic time the other night. I wondered whether you'd like to go out sometime." And he had to get in touch with his mate and say, why is this girl getting in touch with me? And his mate said, "Well, all I can think is the last thing you said to me was, I'm going to go and chat up that girl in the corner." He went, "Oh, right."
Wow.
Brilliant. And then I came back on an earlier flight, Tony. I came back at 3 PM rather than half 3 PM rather than 8:30 PM, which meant I got back here at 8:00 last night, which is good because I had to be up at 5:00 in order to go to work. However, on the way down to Stansted, I decided to go down a day early, and I went to the Duke's Arms, Tony.
Hello, Duke's Arms! Woohoo!
There you go. And the reason that you've said that with such glee is because, Tony, what happened at the Duke's Arms was very, very funny. When I said to Steve, "Look, it just seems like you guys are really enjoying Tony saying hello, Duke's Arms." He said, "It's really off-putting because by the time we put the show on, some of the people listening are a bit drunk, and last week when Tony said hello, Duke's Arms, somebody waved at the speaker and said hello back." He also said, "We're thinking of farming this out to the lilacs in Isham so they can have a listen as well." So I don't know what's going to happen there, but I think we'll be staying with the original and best.
Yeah,
I don't think we'll get as far as Isham.
Nah.
But it was very nice that they would even consider it.
Good.
They said there's musicians in... they have a jam night or something in the Lilacs in Isham, and said, "And we think they'd all really like it." I went, "Well, brilliant. Why don't you get them here? Get them to the Duke's."
That's true.
But it was funny because I did get someone not quite understanding during a show that we played out in the Duke's Arms in Burton Latimer. For those of you listening for the first time, they play us out in the pub every Monday. They've gone back to 10:00, Tony, rather than 9:00. They clearly don't want everyone to leave that early.
Right.
and someone listening had mistakenly thought it was live and sent us a message to our Facebook page saying, hey, do you think you can give a shout out to so-and-so? And I just sent a message back saying, no, mate, it's pre-recorded. This might be the same person that waved. I don't know. But anyway, hello, Jukes Arms, and thank you very much for listening to us. Right, then, Tony, let's play a song from The Vault, shall we?
Okay.
This is brilliant, this song. This is The Rippers from an album called Better The Devil You Know, which I think came out in 2012. The Rippers are from Cagliari in Sardinia. And I was very lucky to see them in Sardinia in 2010. I don't even know if they're still going. I haven't kept up that much. I think they are. I hope so. Brilliant live band. And this is a track that I think we've played before on the show, but certainly from that album. We played a few tracks off that album. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is The Rippers' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Rippers Band.
Good idea. Facebook.com/The Rippers666. That makes it Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 2, and this is Into My Trap. Listening to Guano Bats Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Rippers and Into My Trap, and I'm sure you will agree. It's an absolutely brilliant song by an absolutely brilliant band.
Excellent.
They are superb. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Yes, if you've got any gigs, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much you have to watch them play. It's not UK-based, so, well, it is UK-based, but it's not UK-only. So do email me if you're around the world. I've only had one this week, and just because I've looked at it, The Doghouse, which is, again, we've mentioned before, it's local to us. It's in Carlton. It is in Carlton. And I think it's their birthday. So they're having something called Bandfest on.
Happy birthday to them.
Happy birthday. I think it's their sixth birthday. So Bandfest 2017, so they've got 94 Gunships, The Secret Hunter, the Roy Stone Foundation Band and The Invaders, and they're saying it's an evening of culture, fine conversation, a wide variety of musical entertainment, and all for a good cause. Our sixth year, we are raising money for the Roy Stone Foundation, a charity set up to support the talents of young people and identify the early signs of depression and anxiety. That's this Saturday, April the 29th. It doesn't say how much it is, but I would imagine there's some kind of bucket or donation when you get there. So if you are around on Saturday night, do check that out.
That's very good indeed, Tom.
Thank you very much. That's all I have, though, this week.
In that case, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woo-hoo.
Charity.
Charity. Right, Tony, Neville Staple, mate. He was in Specials, and then he was in Funboy 3, and in more recent years, he's had the Neville Staple Band. And I have written down on this thing Neville Staple, but you might want to put it in the notes. It is the Neville Staple Band here.
Right, okay.
All right. And this is the second track that we're going to play from his latest album, which is Return of Judge Roughneck, and we're playing the title track. Judge Roughneck made an appearance... it's a Neville Staple creation, made an appearance on the very first Specials album, and I really like Judge Roughneck, and I'm really glad that there's this track now. So this is a proper sort of reggae ska number coming up now, Tone. Medium paced. I love it. Absolutely brilliant. What I want to know is, what is Neville Staple, all the Neville Staples band's website?
NevilleStaple.co.uk.
It's originalrudeboy.co.uk.
Right.
Paulie B and the Internet for Tony 2. This is Return of Judge Roughneck.
Quoting session. Quoting session. Hot shot. My name is Judge Roughneck. And you have been brought in front of me. Under serious crime. And the crime is? Grievous bodily harm.
Rough and rough, tougher than tough, rougher than rough, tougher than tough, rougher than rough, tougher than tough, rougher than rough, tougher than tough.
In court, and as for you politicians, the way you are behaving is disrespectful to the people. They voted for you to get you in power. Now there's no jobs, no health care, and the bankers them. They're robbing.
'Cause I'm rougher than rough, tougher than tough, rougher than rough, tougher than tough.
Watch out!
Rougher than rough, tougher than tough, rougher than rough.
My name is George Roughneck. And you have been brought in front of me.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks, Dean. That's a great job on the radio this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We won't be playing any more from that album unless we get more tracks from it. They only sent two tracks through, both of which we've now played as publicity for the album. So if we do get the full download for it, we will play something else of it. If not, and you want to hear more, you'll just have to go and buy it.
There you go.
Yeah, which you should be doing anyway. It's marvellous. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
Got the gardener in this week.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So we got halfway with the garden. So the doorstep is now finished. I finished my tiling. So if Mike's listening,
wow.
Mike Pashler, Iron Mike.
Tony, they want photos. They want photos.
They do. Like, oh, we'll have to post one. I'll get some ready.
Yeah.
So that's done. So now we're concentrating on the back. So we're having it dug up. We're having some planters built and it gravelled and a little bit of a seating area put at the back. And hopefully, fingers crossed, a shed.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting a shed.
I think you're getting a bit upwardly mobile of late, Tony. First of all, you go to the races, then you get a gardener, and now you're getting a shed.
Mm.
How middle class are you?
I am the middle class.
I hope you're going to have a bottle of sherry in the shed.
Probably, yeah.
Every shed should have a bottle of sherry in it.
Right. Good to know. We might do that.
Because then in times of the other half giving you a bit of earache, you disappear into the shed for a sherry.
The guy behind us has got four sheds.
Wow, that's a lot of sherry, isn't it? That's a lot of sherry.
He's really done it. Yeah, and the far left shed of the quadrant of sheds, he's got a TV here on it.
Oh, I thought you were going to call that the Jeremy Corbyn shed.
No, he's got a TV aerial sticking out of it. So clearly he's got his sherry and his TV sitting there.
Superb.
Excellent.
Superb. I want to meet this guy.
Top shedmanship.
I want to meet this guy and I want to go in his sheds. So, I don't know where you speak. Would you speak to him?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no, of course. All right, well, maybe you could drop a note over the fence saying my mate wants to meet you. Nothing weird about that.
Yeah, why not? Maybe.
Just say to him, make sure you've cleared the area of the under fours. He's not very popular with them.
Yeah, true. True.
He's freak him out.
He's the moderator.
I am the moderator.
And you up to anything this week?
I'm doing nothing, mate. I've got a load of admin work to do and some script writing to do this week.
Oh.
But I will tell you more about that in future weeks, because the script writing is for a thing, but whether I get the thing or not depends on how well the script writing goes. So I'm not saying much more than that for now, but I am writing a script for a thing.
Excellent.
And you couldn't guess what it was in a million years, so don't bother trying.
Right, okay.
It won't be for public consumption. It's a very odd thing. But I'm looking forward to hopefully getting it nailed this week. Excuse me. And then we'll find out about whether the thing's going to happen on the back of it. Probably by next week.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
So it's that, and in between that I'm doing Edinburgh admin, and I've got to do some publicity work for my gigs, and I've got to work in a warehouse because I am multifaceted.
Multifaceted.
They're not
moderator.
Good facets, they're just more than one. You know, so that's it. I'm going to play two songs in a row, Tony.
Alright.
One, because the first track we're playing, it gives me the chance to say their name in hilarious form, as I have done before. So listen up, first of all, for a band called The Darts that we've played before. Not The Darts from the UK in the late 70s, early 80s. I'm talking about The Darts from the US, but we'll talk about them after you've heard them. First up, Tony. Hello, Casanova. Armagh pop rock coming up, Tony. That's right, Northern Ireland pop rock coming up for you here.
Okay.
Band, we played Hello Casanova quite a while back now. I think it was in January. And we've had this latest single or newest track through. You can find out more about them, Tony, via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/HelloCasanova.
It is kind of, but it's not quite. I can't give you it. It's facebook.com/HelloCasanova. It's Hello Casanova with an extra A. And we were trying to wonder what the extra A was for, but it might simply be Armagh.
Right.
And by that, I don't mean our mother. I mean the place, Armagh. So it's Hello Casanova, A, yeah? Armagh. That's what I reckon.
Okay.
That would make sense. Hello Casanova. So anyway, that's probably the internet 5, Tony, too. You had a good start, mate, but it's falling apart.
Yeah, well.
I don't want to talk. You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Darts and a track called She's Gone. The Darts are a Phoenix stroke LA all-girl garage punk band, two of whom live in Phoenix, two live in LA, and they recorded the album that She's Gone is from without all being in the same room.
Wow.
That's technology gone crazy.
That is crazy.
Absolutely brilliant, though. Really, really like them. And as we have said in recent weeks, Phoenix right now has a thriving live music scene.
Hmm. There's quite a few bands, haven't we, from Phoenix?
Loving, yeah. I mean, we've so far, I mean, just from memory, we that was The Darts, and we played The Venomous Pinks and Playboy Man Baby in recent weeks. And I'm sure there are more Phoenix bands that we may already have played or will be playing soon as well. It just seems to really have got it going on.
Hmm.
It's up nice there with Las Vegas, Tom.
Nice part of the world.
It's up there with Las Vegas. Yeah, you've been. I haven't been.
Hmm. I went there by, I think. I went to Las Vegas and then I went to Phoenix.
Yeah. Hmm. What's the Darts Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Darts Punk.
Good idea. Facebook.com/ The Darts US.
Ah.
Or The Dartsus.
No.
Which makes it probably be internet 6, Tony 2. Tony, it's quite a thrashing, mate. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Anyway, at least you can redeem yourself by giving us a twat.
Yeah. Don't have one of those.
Oh, mate.
I can't remember the last time I had a twat, you know.
It wasn't that long ago.
Wasn't it?
It wasn't that long ago.
Long
and
time.
Now that there's going to be an election, I think we'll be getting one soon.
There's going to be an election?
Yeah.
Well,
fancy that.
I hadn't heard a thing.
No, and just think, Tony, all those people who voted Remain, who said last year, where's your democracy now, are now moaning about the fact that they've been given an opportunity to get rid of the people that brought in Brexit. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for all the keyboard warriors on the internet that say they love Jeremy Corbyn to vote for him.
Yeah. According to our Facebook, everyone in the world is going to vote for him.
Let's see
what happens.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see how many of these people actually tell the truth online. Because I think you'll find they're a bunch of liars.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. I'm going to say right now, Tony, I am going to vote Labour.
So am I.
No, there you go. We've both said it. We are going to vote Labour, and we will.
Hmm.
Because we are Labour supporters.
We are.
And I see, I think, as I discussed with you, I think I see a Labour-led Brexit as the best way forward.
I think it'd be good. As I said before, Jimmy Corbyn, I like the man. But
yeah. There's only one way to do it, though. You've got to vote for him.
So if you are
British and you're listening to this right now and you'd like to see genuine, interesting socialist change in the United Kingdom, there's only one place to put your vote.
Exactly.
It'll upset nearly everyone in the Labour Party if Jeremy Corbyn gets in. That's the good thing, isn't it?
It would be an interesting time.
It will be. It will be. Yeah. It's almost worth doing it for that.
Exactly.
If
you don't really care, just vote for a laugh. Vote for
Corbyn.
Do it.
Hey, that's why I voted Brexit, and I've not been let down.
Yeah, it's been a laugh.
It has. All right then, Tony. So anyway, what are your news dead?
I'm going to mention iTunes.
Brilliant.
I mentioned Cafe Press a couple of weeks ago, and now I'm going to mention iTunes. If you're on iTunes, you do listen to us through your iPhone, iPod, iMac, whatever, iTunes. Do vote for us on the podcast there. They've got a chart. It changes all the time. There's no real rhyme or reason to it, but if you get more reviews, you do move up the chart. So, costs you nothing. It does make a big difference. We get nothing from it personally, but you'll just be helping the bands that we feature. So, easy way to do it.
I concur, Tony.
Exactly. Easy way to do this, go to punkyrage.com. You can admire our pictures, which are in no way photoshopped. And then you can also then click on the iTunes link. It will take you to the iTunes music store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. If you're not in the UK or the US, you can email me your review at tony@punkyrage.com and we'll feature it on the show. I'm going to wait till we've got a few and then I'll feature them.
I would think, Tony, that if we do get a 5-star review, would you approve?
Tony would approve.
Yeah, Tony approves.
Tony approves.
That's a feature we never really got going.
Yeah.
Like so many others. I was thinking about that today.
Yeah, I seldom approve of things.
Right.
Nah, I'll poop everything.
Let's play one last track, shall we?
Okay.
All right, so we've played this band before. They've got an album out right now. Now, where did they come from? I think they came from Dirty Water Records, I think. But I might be wrong there. I had fallen down a little on which label sent what this week. Sorry about that. This is Dirty Fences, Tony. New York City punk and roll.
Ooh.
What I want to know is, what is Dirty Fences' Bandcamp page?
Dirtyfences.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B Internet 6, and this is the rather marvellous East Gun Hill. That's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves and enjoyed the show. Tony, you had a good time?
Oh, always.
It's been all right, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I would like to discourage the under fours. And I'd like to say that I'd hope to see some of you somewhere. I was doing something this week, but unless you come around my house, I don't think that's actually going to happen.
Right, true.
Yeah, so you might see someone in your back garden.
Oh, I really hope so.
Well, you see the gardener.
Hmm.
Yeah. Maybe you could mention the online stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Padunk Radio, that's PODUNK radio.com, and we're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, that's ANDRA.SE.
And thank you to them for carrying the show, and also a late shout out for the Dragon Slayer himself, St George, Tony.
Oh yeah.
It was St George's Day as we record yesterday, and one of the first times in really quite a few years that I failed to celebrate it because I was in transit.
Right.
But it wasn't lost on me that it was happening, and I do hope everyone had a good St George's Day, and let's try and make a bit more of it next year.
Well, if Jeremy Corbyn gets in, pal, we'll have a bank holiday. So, again, you know, if you want to vote Labour, be a bit of a laugh.
Is that right?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, it'll give 4 bank holidays, one for each of the saints.
What a very nice idea.
Good idea, isn't it?
Well done, Jeremy.
Hmm.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
But you can't.